Wind energy has expanded in the U.S. at a record pace in the past few years. There are billions of dollars invested, dozens of new wind farms across the country. But with this growth, a new challenge. What to do with all those really long blades when they wear out? As Shayla Farzan of St. Louis Public Radio reports, one Missouri factory has figured it out.
A flatbed tractor trailer rolls into a gravel parking lot in Louisiana, Missouri, about 90 miles north of St. Louis. Strapped to the back are what looks like two massive airplane wings. They're actually pieces of a wind turbine blade that weigh a combined 20,000 pounds, says Rose Collard. She's an environmental health and safety specialist here at the Veolia North America Recycling Plant.
This blade actually came from Messina, Iowa, and this is actually one of the biggest blades that we get.
This small Missouri processing plant is the last stop for old wind turbine blades from across the country, from Texas to the Pacific Northwest. Most blades are built to last at least 20 years. Some from wind farms built in the early 2000s are nearing the end of their lifespan. Others are becoming obsolete as technology advances. And that has created a growing waste problem. By some estimates, there will be more than 40 million tons of wind turbine blades discarded worldwide by 2050. Some companies and researchers are looking for ways to repurpose turbine blades, but that can be challenging.
You can make a park bench out of it or turn it into a swing set or something like that, but you can only do that so many times.
Robert Capodona is president and CEO of Veolia's Environmental Solutions and Services Group. The other option, he says, is recycling. But wind turbine blades are a mix of different materials, like fiberglass, resin, and wood, which makes them difficult to process. And Capodona says these gigantic blades also have to be cut up into sections before they can be transported and recycled. Even that is a challenge because they're built to be incredibly durable.
It's fiberglass, and you would think, how difficult can it be to cut? How difficult is it to cut concrete? That's how difficult it is to cut fiberglass. That takes a toll on the equipment.
But despite those hurdles, workers at the Veolia plant in northern Missouri are recycling wind turbine blades, hundreds of them every month. Inside a cavernous warehouse, a series of gigantic shredding machines grind up the turbine blades into smaller and smaller pieces. Operations manager Michael Collard points to a pile of shredded blades.
It looks like large pieces of broken up wood is the best description that I have. If you imagine shaving all the bark off of a tree into little pieces, that's about the consistency of the first shred wind blade material.
The blades will eventually be ground down to a sawdust-like material, and machines will sort it by type. More than 70% of every blade is silica, a mineral used to make cement. About 80 tons of pulverized blades are shipped from this factory every day to cement manufacturers across the country. The rest of the wind turbine blade is used as fuel for the cement plants, replacing coal. Efforts like this to recycle wind turbine blades will become increasingly important in coming years, says wind technology engineer Derek Berry.
We are seeing a near future where quite a few of those blades will be coming down from turbines, and we have to look at, you know, efficient ways to recycle or reuse those blades so as they don't end up in landfills.
Berry is based at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado. He says wind energy researchers around the world are working to develop sustainable and cost-effective ways to recycle wind turbine blades. But they're also redesigning them, using different materials that can be recycled more easily.
At the same time as we're handling the challenge that is posed to us by blades that are coming off towers now, we're also changing our approach to the design and the manufacturing of wind turbine blades in the future to provide us ourselves with more options for recycling and reuse of blades at the end of their life.
He says this rapidly expanding industry will likely need many more recycling centers to handle the discarded blades and keep them out of landfills. For Here and Now, I'm Shayla Farzan.